Did you know that? There's lots of bees in the Bible. Some of them are, these aren't our words, but some of the things in the Bible are, to God be ye the glory, great things he has done. That's a song. And behold, and begotten Son of God. But I'm going to ask them some questions about things that they can do. Does God want us to be mean?
No.
Or be kind?
Be kind.
You get to hold the be kind. When you help your mommy do something, what are you doing?
Being kind,
but being, can you be thoughtful? Being helpful. You are right. Let's give that one to Aspen. Are you helpful to your mommy? You do? What do you do sometimes for your mommy? What do you do? Do you help her with Paisley?
Yeah.
Say, I help with Paisley.
I help with Paisley.
Yeah. And Paisley, does God want us to be sad or to be happy?
Happy.
What does he want you to be? Can you be happy? And does God want us to tell a lie, or does God want us to
tell the truth?
To tell the truth, but he wants us to be honest. Can you say be honest?
Be honest.
Good. And does he want us to be fresh, or does he want us to be loving?
Be loving.
Be loving, he does. And he also wants us, sometimes we get frustrated with our sister and we're not very kind, but sometimes we gotta be patient, don't we, Aspen? Do you sometimes have to be patient with that Paisley?
Yeah.
You do? Well, I'm gonna give you the be patient one. I think that's good. Does everybody have one?
I have two.
You have two? Okay. You have to, say be thoughtful.
Be thoughtful.
Can you say be nice? Say be nice. Say it loud. Nice. Be nice. And these are our little honeybees, and we want you to be kind, be thoughtful, be patient, and be nice, and become Christians, don't we? Our little bees are going to become Christians, aren't they? Well, thank you, little bees. You did an awesome job, didn't they?
Before we do this right here, I was reminded of a joke that Bill Wilkins told in here several days ago, okay? The young pastor was preaching for his first time, and the old pastor had throat trouble or something. Laryngitis. And so the young pastor visited, and there wasn't much of a crowd there, like maybe 8 or 10 people there. And the young pastor asked the old pastor, he said, "What do I do?" The old pastor said, "Well, when I go feed my cows, I feed my cow." So the young pastor preached, and he preached, and he preached. At the end of the sermon, the old pastor says, "When I go to feed my cows, and there's just a few cows there, I don't feed them the whole load." Bill Wilkins told me that. Sorry. I reckon so. The old time religion. Sing along if you like. You ready for the chorus?
Yeah.
Tis the old time religion. Tis the old time religion. Tis the old time religion. And it's good enough for me. It was good for our mothers. It was good for our mothers. It was good for our mothers. And it's good enough for me. Tis the old time religion. Tis the old time religion. Tis the old time religion. And it's good enough for me. It has saved our fathers. It has saved our fathers. It has saved our fathers. And it's good enough for me. Tis the old time religion. Tis the old time religion. is the old time religion, and it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me. Tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will do when I'm dying, it will do when I'm dying, it will do when I'm dying, and it's good enough for me. Tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, and it's good enough for me. Tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
You know, you're... Your joke about the young pastor reminded me of a story. But an older preacher told the story of a young minister interviewing for his first pastorate. The pulpit committee had invited him to come over to their church for the interview. The chairman asked him, "Son, do you know your Bible pretty good?" The young minister said, "Yes, pretty good." "Which part do you know the best?" He said, "The New Testament." He said, "Well, perhaps you'll tell us the story of the prodigal son." He said, "Sure. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus who went down to Jericho by night, and he fell among stony ground, and the thorns choked him half to death. The next morning, Solomon and his wife Gomorrah came by and carried him down to the ark for Moses to take care of. But as he was going through the eastern gate into the ark, he caught his hair in a limb, and he hung there for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterwards, he did hunger. And the ravens came and fed him. The next day, three wise men came and carried him down to the boat dock, and he caught a ship to Nineveh. And when he got there, he found Delilah sitting on the wall. He said, 'Chunk her down, boys, chunk her down.' And they said, 'How many times shall we chunk her down? Till 7 times 7? And he says, 'No, but 70 times 7. And they chunked her down 490 times. And she burst asunder in their midst. And they picked up 12 baskets of the leftovers. And in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be?" The committee chairman suddenly interrupted the young minister and said to the remainder of the committee, "Fellas, I think we ought to ask this young man to be our minister. He's awfully young, but he sure does know his Bible." Okay. All right, what do we got next? I heard some groans there. Next we have Val with her guitar. Did I surprise you?
Oh, no, I don't have my glasses. Sure, where's my glasses? Good morning, everybody. I always seem to pick some unusual songs. I don't know why. I guess just because I like the song. And I'm an Emmylou Harris fan. She is my favorite singer. And this is a song that Gillian Welsh wrote, and it's called Orphan Girl. Brent, can you hear my guitar? Huh? I don't strum. Can y'all hear the guitar back there? Okay. And I'm nervous, so. And if I start coughing, you know, bear with me. I am an orphan on God's highway, and I share my troubles. If you're gone my way, I have no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphaned girl I have had friendships pure and golden, but ties of kinship I have not known them. I know no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphaned girl, but when he calls me, I will be table, and I'll meet my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. No more an orphaned girl. So blessed say, make me willing and walk beside me till I'm with thee, and be my mother, my father, my sister, my brother.
Tell me how nervous you are, and you look just as calm as you can be when
you're up here. Look at me. I'm shaking. I'm dying. I'm still shaking. My knees. I need help.
You need to do it more often.
That's true. That's the best way to get over it. Don't we have a lot of talent in this church? Isn't this nice? But we have saved the best for last, and I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the Halls, and there are two grandbabies, they're going to come up and do a song a cappella for us. So y'all, the Halls, want to work your way up here? And if there's anybody else that wanted to do something and you didn't tell me and you still want to, just kind of raise your hand or something. I didn't think there would be, but I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget anybody. So let's hear from the Halls.
He forgot his glasses. He had to borrow rocks. Well, we're loud, all right. We're all right. Yeah. And this song, we practiced several songs where I could do harmony with them. It wasn't good. It just didn't do good. And so Tom says, let's sing this one that Mary Carpenter, I hope she gets a tape, because Mary Carpenter's been after us to sing this for 3 years, I guess. So we're going to sing it. We're going to try anyway. Let me start it. You'll start it too low. No. too high.
The psalmist said to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and to serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. At the end of the psalm, it says, for his mercy endures forever. Without that mercy, we're in a tough spot, aren't we? Mercy endures forever, and his truth endures forever. So let's sing one of the old favorite hymns one day. You understand? You want to start it?
Yeah, because you'll be too high for me. One day when heaven...
One day when heaven was filled with his praises. One day when sin was as black as could be. Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. Dwelt among men by example is he. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day.
It's a little high.
One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on the tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day they left him alone in the garden. One day he rested from suffering and free. Angels came down for the tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, my Savior is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. Now. You did well.
All right, wait a minute.
Now what are we going to do?
The girls want to sing with us. We got talked to this in the car on the way here. What was that? What page is here it is, Amazing Grace. Okay.
Sing Amazing Grace.
Yeah, they want to sing Amazing Grace, don't they?
Okay.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we
shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Are you and Hannah going to sing one? Okay.
You're going to sing one?
These two are going to sing one together. Hmm?
Okay, we're going to sing. Bring them in. Okay. Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Start the next one.
Who will go and help the shepherds kind, who help in the wandering ones to find, who bring the lost ones to the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountains, wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep, where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Thank you to the Halls. Well, that about wraps up our talent show. I have one more joke for you. The kindergarten teacher decided to have a show and tell time. And when the day came for the show and tell, she told the children, bring something, some symbol in of your religion. So when the day came, the little boy stood up and at first and he said, my name is Benjamin, and I'm Jewish, and this is the Star of David. And the little girl got up and she said, my name is Mary, and I'm Catholic, and this is the crucifix. And then Eliam stood up and said, I go to Walnut Grove, and this is a casserole. I thought that would be an appropriate way to wrap up our... Because we're going to go down and enjoy some casserole.